About 300 students turned out for the November election kickoff event sponsored by the College Democrats. Barrett, the Democratic candidate for governor, told students he couldn't promise to beef up funding for the university in his first 2 years because of the budget deficit, but he promised to fight for middle-class tax cuts and touted his support for abortion and contraceptive rights. His bottom line was a plea for help in getting out the vote.
Help us in the dorms, help us in the apartments, help us in the sorority houses, the fraternity houses. If you can, help us in the bars, help us in the laundromats, anywhere you can, because our challenge is to get people to vote November 2nd. Thank you very much.
Congresswoman Baldwin's message to the first-time voters in the crowd was to help educate students about how a vote for the Democrats will impact their future. That's a message that rang true for freshman Hannah Bolger from a Chicago suburb. After the rally, she signed up for a caucus on the role of faith in the election, a topic that fits in with her plan to learn Arabic and study Islamic culture.
I know it's kind of trite. Everyone says, like, we are the future, but we really are. These elections are for us. I think the more you can bring awareness to this campus about that, the more people will kind of realize that. And I think young people have the energy and the motivation. They're not jaded or anything, so I'm excited.
Of course, there's excitement among students of the Republican persuasion as well. College Republicans will begin phone banking for the red side of the ticket this week, and they plan a brat and burger cookout in a Madison student neighborhood on Thursday. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.